Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now it's your talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
How did the Detroit Lions beat the New England Patriots? Easy. It was rocket science.
On WAAF.
Anybody ever dip their soft serve ice cream in cocoa?
Not anymore.
Nope. Do it while you can.
Here for you now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Monday, 7:36 a.m.
Jimmy G, I love you. I miss you.
End of message.
Yeah, I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah. And for the 49ers. I mean, they spent a ton of money on him. But they say that's really, when it comes to injuries you have to work your way back from, that's really one of the toughest ones.
When you talk about a year-long injury, just you're when you get injured, speaking from experience, your team is your family, and then you're, like, separated. There's the team, right. And you're like 200 yards to the left every day. You know, you show up before practice to get your therapy or do what you got to do. Then you're not allowed to be in the locker room because the healthy players need to be in the training room. Yeah. And then they go out and practice. You're in the training room. You leave, and they come off the ice, and you don't see your teammates for a year.
Is that how you felt yesterday when you were in bed with back problems? Separated from your morning show team.
I did. You know what? I will say this. My son, Will, is a really incredible, caring person. And came.
Did he recognize you?
Yes.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, he called me Bob. He called me Bob, but I just blew it off.
Did he ask what you were doing at home?
Did he say, I have to go to karate? Are you coming this time?
No. He's like,
which one of my daddies is going to bring me to karate practice?
No.
He's like, where's the delivery truck? The delivery truck's always in the driveway.
They always take me for a ride.
2:44 p.m.
What's that? That's the sound of silence. It's so beautiful and peaceful. No rando arguments. Like, the show can actually discuss a topic and move on without anybody in particular holding up the show. Like, the DJs agree with each other. If only it can stay like this in this peaceful bliss. It's so beautiful.
End of message.
Well, it was, there was not a lot of interrupting yesterday, but we missed your presence. We missed your presence.
I got the poke in the eye. I get it, guy.
5:31 a.m.
You grow up playing sports. You win with grace. You lose with class. Bill Belichick is sorest loser out there. He acts like a child. Boring to watch Bill Belichick. And when he loses, he sucks.
End of message.
I don't really get this attitude. I mean, we discussed it yesterday ad nauseum. But the guy's a winner. And who wants to question the strategies that he uses? I mean, he didn't shake the kids' hands. I mean, I don't know. Did that ruin their lives?
Yes, it did.
Do you think he's a sore loser? Do you think he's...
I think he's focused. I think the guy's just focused.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're pretending that Bill Belichick is the most pissy person on the planet when it comes to the Patriots?
But it's not because he's a sore loser. I think it's because he's a winner.
He's just miserable.
He's got his game face on. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I get it. If it was, you know, Mike Tomlin, then he'd run out there and... and you know, do some kind of a vault and end it by high-fiving the kids and signing their shirts. Or but I want a guy who's like he doesn't care if they're kids or not. He doesn't like the Detroit Lions or their fans.
I love
it. That's the kind of guy I want.
I love it. Too bad, so sad.
I just don't get the whining that's gone on for 36 hours over this. Mm-hmm. There were a couple kids that were on the field, and he didn't shake their hand.
Yeah, it's but the kids were pumped to be there. The kids' day was made.
Yeah, because they were on the field already.
Right.
Like, who cares? Right.
5:42 a.m.
We only get 10% of LP today? I guess you know how Andy feels.
End of message.
Ah, yes.
6:11 a.m.
Hey, kid, yeah. When I get out of here, I'm going to go see my former trainer for the Boston Bruins. That's great, LP. The problem is you're going to go see him at Buff's Pub, and that's not going to help your back, brother.
End of message.
Actually, Buff's Pub does help my back. Okay, correction.
They ought to put your name on a stool over there. Why hasn't
that? What are you
talking
about? Me and Tuca have our jerseys on the wall,
yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Jimmy
one and
Dave,
one.
And the ladies are the most incredible people ever.
Hey, hon.
Here's a text that says, Bill Belichick is focused like Tiger was focused. Tiger didn't slap one high five, and he was focused. And I mean... You know, we talked about it yesterday, but honestly, what Tiger Woods, and I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again before you start texting in, a lot of what happened to Tiger, or some of what happened to Tiger over the last 5 years was self-inflicted, okay, obviously. However, when you look at the fact that he was very upset about the loss of his father, mm-hmm. He had severe back problems, he got divorced. He had the incidents with the ladies, the Waffle House servers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's loaded.
The porn stars. For him to come back and win a tournament like that is an amazing, amazing accomplishment athletically.
I just think it's funny how people, I don't know, become blind or they shut everything out. Everybody gets second chances. Who doesn't believe in fourth chances? Don't you? Who would want someone failing?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely amazing that he accomplished that.
6:14 a.m.
Going to the dentist. Doing nude yoga with LB. Carrying on a conversation with Elizabeth Warren. Watching last Sunday's Patriots game again. All things I'd rather do than listen to Scott from Weymouth.
End of message.
Thank you. Thank you.
6:14 a.m.
Hey, LB kid. Yeah. Listen, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to play hockey with a broken back or an injured back. I mean, look at Mike Tyson did it and won a boxing match. Come on, dude. Get out there.
End of message.
You pay me $30 million, I'll fight with a bad back.
Here's a text, 508 text, that says, who isn't a sore loser? I hate this argument about Belichick. Who among us likes to lose?
Right.
Well, some people act more classy about it. That's all.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I take it, we go through this every year. NHL playoffs. Team wins the series. You got to shake some stiff's hand.
Yeah.
And pretend like it means something.
Yeah.
You're shaking his hand going, F you. F you, F you.
So
F
do you,
you
think,
you suck.
You know, if
F
the,
you, F you.
I'm not somebody who, I didn't think, I thought the way in which he ended that game with Matt Patricia was fine. But there are some people who are also talking about how he was less than loving.
Well, are they watching the Patriots for the first time?
I mean, I don't know what you expect.
The guys
to
work
do.
Together for years. People would expect a little bit more camaraderie after what is this? Is this a legendary matchup following Matt? No, I'm not.
You're such a chick.
This is a legendary matchup following Matt Patricia's departure from the Patriots organization. Now he's in Detroit. It's Bill. It's Matt. Yeah. And then it's
so Bill should
oh, down.
Bill has to hug the guy that he gave a head coaching
I'm
job.
I'm with you tonight. I can't.
No,
for the Detroit Lions. The dude is the head coach of the Detroit Lions because he was Bill Belichick's assistant. How about Matt Patricia just kneel on the ground and give him the, you know, whatever that is that they do. Like, I love you. You're amazing.
I love
thank
how you,
you
call
for,
me.
Thank you for giving me and my family a life forever. Jeez. I signed like a 5-year deal for $40 million because I was your assistant.
I like how you
Bill
say
has to kiss his ass.
I'm such a chick, but you guys are out in the stadium wearing jerseys with other men's names on them.
I don't do that.
Okay?
I don't do that.
But I have the vagina. All right.
I don't do that.
I'm so not gay I can wear this guy's jersey and touch myself with it. Get out of here.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, in the workplace, you don't see dueling sales reps high-fiving the other guy's kids.
Exactly. Right. Right.
Listen, if those were two Patriot fan kids on the field at Gillette and an opposing head coach dusted them like that, everybody would be like, how dare he?
No. Everybody in New England.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
That's what I mean.
Absolutely.
Everybody
just clear
here.
That up.
Yeah, if that happened at Gillette, everybody would be outraged. But because it's Belichick, it's okay because it's Bill. He's focused.
There's Ed on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Ed?
Morning.
What's up, Ed?
All right, so Danielle says Belichick should have been more nicer to Matt Patricia after the game, right?
More nicer? Yes.
That's
but it's okay for a friend that doesn't get pregnant not to talk to somebody for 3 years.
I didn't say it was.
I said
you don't get a pass.
That was me.
Of all people, Patricia should know what Bill's like at the end of a game. He's lucky that he looked him in the face.
A lot of times
Bill just kind of walks by, doesn't even look at the guy in the face and has that half-ass reach with his hand.
I got news for the people who are upset about this. Matt Patricia doesn't care either.
Right,
he doesn't care how Bill embraced him. He doesn't care.
Exactly.
He doesn't care.
7:09 a.m.
Hey, Sue, aren't you currently wheeling a couple of those ladies who used to root for those 1912 Cubs?
End of message.
Come on!
All right. Is that it? I think it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.